Good afternoon, this is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Monday, August 26th. Well, the bounce that the markets got from the Sunday night tweets regarding China wanting to come back to the negotiating table and Japan buying a good amount of U.S. agricultural products, including about 2.5 million metric tons or 100 million bushels or so of corn, faded during the day, with corn losing about 3 cents off the overnight settlement, wheat losing about a nickel, and soybeans, the only market to actually hold on to and gain a little bit, finishing about a penny higher than overnight. So we had December corn finish up a half cent, 368 and a quarter, right in the middle of the range, basically between 66 and a quarter and 71 and a quarter. Funds as of Friday had been pretty aggressive in their selling over the previous week, so they went from a position of about 20,000 contracts long to about 80,000 short, so we will see again what their appetite for risk is down here at the lower end of the range heading into harvest. Good to excellent ratings expected to be up by 1% here this week. And as we mentioned earlier, that Pro Farmer Tour came out Friday with their results. Corn yield 163.3 bushels per acre. That's versus the August USDA number at 169.5, about 6.2 bushels per acre lower. But historically, that Pro Farmer yield has been below, so we will have to see if this year may be different and actually pans out. Taking a look at wheat, we had December finish down 2.5 at 475 and a quarter in Chicago. Kansas City Deist down 2.75 at 402. Both of those about 6.5 cents off of the earlier highs after having been buoyed a bit by the corn rally. Minneapolis spring wheat finished down 3.5 at 511. Funds are now short just maybe 3,000 or 4,000 contracts in Chicago, building up a position in Kansas City short about 40,000 contracts. Same kind of story here in the wheat with good production out of Russia and Europe. That's keeping a lid on prices. Also, the stronger dollar, relatively speaking, and just good worldwide supply. So may take some time and a bit of help from the corn if we're going to get a rally here in the wheat. Taking a look at beans, November finished up 10.75 cents at 867 and a quarter, just about 3 cents off the high, but about 12 off the low. So beans able to hang on to those gains. Funds short about 77,000 contracts in the beans, add in 10 to 11,000 contracts in the last week. And we had that Pro Farmer Tour 2.5 bushels under the USDA's 48.5 bushels per acre estimate at 46.1. Beans and corn may run into a little bit of delay here. We've got cooler temperatures over the next 2 to 4 weeks. We will see if this pushes the already later maturing crops into any kind of risk as far as maybe not an early frost, but with this late maturity, maybe a normal frost creates some issues. Beans, good to excellent, also expected to be up about 1%. We will keep an eye on that. So that's about all I have for this afternoon. Market's pretty volatile there with the tweets and the tariffs and the re-tariffs. You had the stock market last night open down about 400 points and then rallied about 600 points off those lows. Crude oil also moving around pretty volatile on this as well. So, you know, it's kind of the same old story here. We get a news event, market moves, market kind of discounts it, and we may really just have to see how the actual harvest numbers come in before we get a real bounce here. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.